Network, what's up? It's Adam again. I don't have a cool guest today. I know it's been me kind of solo running the show here for a while. We've got some guests coming up shortly. In fact, I'm doing a podcast later today with somebody I think you're really going to enjoy, who's going to talk a lot about the industry, what's going on, somebody who knows a lot more than I do. I wish this was that podcast, but it's not. You're going to have to wait a little bit. Sorry, patience is a virtue or whatever they say. I know sometimes I don't really have much of a patient attitude towards it either. But I had a trip that I just got back from, and I thought we'll talk a little bit about what happened on my trip that I thought may be beneficial to some commuters out there. I don't know the exact numbers, but I think the majority of airline pilots are commuters, and that wouldn't be all that surprising, I suppose. There's not every city is where everybody wants to live. For instance, I live in Milwaukee, and I commute to another airport via airport. So I fly there, and I always go on my airline. This time on my way home, I was commuting out of a different city in the south that we landed at, and I flew back on a different airline, and it was great. I got treated really well by the gate agent. The flight attendants were amazing. The pilots were really cool. Everything worked out really well. I got an exit row seat. It was awesome. No complaints whatsoever. Got home a couple hours early. Got to put the kids to bed. That was really such a huge benefit to be able to do that just one extra night. That makes a huge difference in the world, makes a big difference for me. It helps the wife out tremendously as well. All that is intangible stuff, tangible for us who know what's that's like, but not necessarily for everybody. So I get it. It can be intangible, not something that you're going to put a lot of credence into, especially if you're without family, wife, kids, husband, whatever, whoever's out there for you, and maybe you're rolling solo. It's not that big of a deal right now, maybe in the future. But there's some other commuting stuff that happened to me on this trip particularly that I found to be quite intriguing. So we're going to kind of delve into those. So we'll talk about when I first got to the airport on my way over. So I had to get there really early because there wasn't a lot of frequency on the flights, and my actual takeoff time wasn't until, it was actually a pretty early takeoff time for me. It was like 4:30, 4:50, something like that. I don't remember exactly when, PM, to fly internationally. So that's really nice because normally, you know, you're kind of landing sort of body clockish time, maybe a little bit after when I normally go to bed, but nothing too outlandish, not like the 4 a.m. or something like that. And I got up really early, went to the airport, commuted, got in. It's a relatively short commute flight from Milwaukee to where I go, and there is a gym there, so I got to work out pretty hard, which was awesome because I missed my beloved gym workout at Wisco Fit. Shout out to my CrossFit gym. I know you guys are all saying right now, you sheep, you zombie, you CrossFit nerd. So be it. It helps me. I can't really do it on my own, so I need some support. Anyways, I go work out, have a great workout, and I was out of my rhythm right at this point. I routinely work out when I'm there, but I am kind of I think we've talked about this before. I like to prep and pack like slowly and early, but I don't always do that, and I try to incorporate the kids. Well, the night prior, I was trying to get the kids incorporated with packing and talking, hey, who wants to come in to the our room and help Dad pack? And they were kind of not having it, and the oldest was definitely not feeling Dad leaving for work. And I was it was a little bit rougher of a departure than usual. So when I was getting ready to leave, with that being said, I forgot a few things. I only had one pair of my workout socks with me, so that kind of sucked. So I was wearing my long black socks working out. Yeah, it looked like I was in my 70s, like my dad. Shout out to my dad who works out every day. I'm sure if he actually wore shorts, I think he's in his pants when he does that. So Dad, if you're listening to this, I'm giving you some fashion tips. Anyways, so I forget my socks. I've forgotten shorts in the past too, but I forget my socks, which was kind of a pain in the butt. But when I decided to add a new wrinkle into my commute, to help out things. And I didn't really like think about this very methodically, I guess you could say. I brought a little dry bag. Well, it's not a dry bag per se. It would be nice if it was a dry bag, but it's like a little, it's like a shoe bag that you could stuff some dirty clothes in, whatever. So after I got done working out, we have a shower and towel and all that stuff right there in the gym that I got to use. So I finished that up, grabbed my dirty clothes and my shoes, and I stuffed them in that bag, thinking, great idea. Now I can just haul this along with me to my destination where we get laundry done for free. So I can drop it off there, and then that can be my built-in clothes at this destination. And I can, when I know I'm not going to go back for a couple of weeks or whatever, I can just grab that stuff. Cause I knew I was going to be back like two or three times in the next 2 weeks. I was like, this is money, man. Look how smart Adam is. Well, it would have worked out really well. However, I decided to shove that little dry bag, I'm just going to call it that for lack of a better term, into a cubby by our temporary parking for our bags. And when I left, because I was now out of rhythm, and we've talked about that before, I'm out of rhythm now at this point, I forget the bag there. So right now it is sitting in the pilot lounge in that cubby waiting for its dear old daddy to come back and pick it up and open it up and get the rank odor that's coming out of there and get it back in the wash and so on and so forth. So hopefully it's still there. And when I get down to my destination, I want to work out the next day, and I'm working out in my shoes, my little, I don't know, fake Vans or whatever cheap airline pilot shoes that I bought for the road over in the hotel gym, which was really cool. So they're not the best for walking on a treadmill, let alone running and jumping rope, which they definitely were not good for, but I did it anyways and I muscled through. It's that, dedication to the cause of the gym or whatever. So for those of you who are still in that workout routine from your New Year's resolution or starting to want to do that, the only advice I have there is just show up every day, and it never really gets easier. You just kind of get less mentally destroyed by it, and it becomes part of a habit pattern, which you can't stop. That's how I've done it. I'm definitely not any athlete or special or, you know, some super ripped dude. So for those of you in that phase, just show up every day. It works. It stinks, but it works. So that was the beginning of the trip, and I learned a lot there through just, hey, if I'm going to do things differently, methodically do them so I don't screw them up, and that way I will have my stuff that I need for future use on later on trips. And it would not be good if I had a much longer trip. This is only essentially a 3-day. So if I had like a 6 or 7 or 8-day trip or even longer, that would have really not been good to not have shoes. I probably would have broken down and bought a pair of workout or running shoes because, I like to work out, or I feel the need to work out, I should say. So I did that. And then one of the other things, so part of this was my second, third, departure from home. I had a sick call earlier in the month that I had no choice with. We had strep at this house. It was a lot of fun. Anyways, my wife and I are doing dry January. I actually think I might go just a couple more days after January because I've really enjoyed it, which I'm surprised myself by, that I've enjoyed not having drinks. And if I do, I'm hopefully going to keep it down to a minimum. We'll see. You know, every now and again, it's okay to pop off maybe a couple more. But I felt really good, and I've kind of enjoyed not thinking about it or focusing on it or whatever. And it's funny, after a couple of days, it really got a lot easier. And after 2 weeks, it was pretty much out of my thought process. I think my wife's a little different. She's not a heavy drinker, but just being around the kids all the time, I think might drive you to have one or two more. They're always angels, right? Anyways, doing that on a couple of trips, it actually got easier. Was able to go down to the bar, have myself a club soda and some cranberry juice, which was really expensive for just that. I thought that was kind of odd. So those of you out there doing it, kudos to you. You rock to be able to kind of wipe that out of your lifestyle. If you don't want to do, I mean, it just takes a lot of work for those of, and then there's also those who, you know, have a sickness with it and all that kind of stuff. Not really talking necessarily about that. Just those of you who don't feel the social pressure and who have the strength of will to kind of eradicate anything or do certain things. Instead of being negative, saying eradicate, being positive, adding things and sticking to them. Kudos to you. I'm actually reading a book about that right now, which I find to be fascinating. Once I finish it, maybe I'll bring more to you as a group, and you can tell me what you think about that book as well. So that was kind of like the mid phase of the trip. And then there was the end of the trip. And when I landed down, and it was in the south, it was in Orlando. We landed from international. It was pretty awesome. They got customs was super fast clearing. And then I was able to basically run across the airport, actually run in my uniform across the airport, and had made it with plenty of time to get home a little early. And like I said, the gate agent and the folks working the flight, both the crew up front and the cabin crew, shout out to Frontier. They were fantastic. I want to say thank you again to them. In a nutshell, it's kind of like for you commuters that are out there who may have odd commuting times or just things may not work out where you can show up, you know, 20 minutes before or an hour before your report time or 2 hours, whatever, and still have that option because you don't have enough frequency into your airport or whatever the case might be. And, or you're doing something at your domicile base, like working out, or you have some stuff that you want to accomplish, taking a nap, whatever it might be, that if it's out of your normal way of acting when you get there, it's to be really methodical. I think we talked about this when I talked about my iPad oopsie daisy down in training. So the same kind of thing goes for there, except it's just showing you that, hey, if you're, I mean, I've been doing this for what, 9 years or something like that. And I had some time off with the military stuff, but even when you start to get back in the rhythm, if you switch up the rhythm just a little bit, you can kind of hose yourself. And it sucks, frankly, to not have something that you need on the road. So I just wanted to push that out there as a little story time for everybody. I think little admin notes, stuff that we talked about. The last podcast was about the big TPNX announcement. There's a lot more coming out about that. We're going to be doing a lot of podcasts with the folks from the recruiting teams who are coming. There's some really cool announcements that I'm excited, Matt's excited to share with you. Hopefully we'll both be able to get on at the same time and have that discussion and give you this really cool insight to what's going on. Matt and I are hopefully going to be doing a site visit to take a look at how we're going to set things up more than just on paper really soon here. So that's going to be a lot of fun to bring and present to all of you. In fact, I have to go take care of some of that right now because there's going to be some, you know, interesting little swag and giveaways and prizes and stuff for just participating and being part of the TPN community. We're excited to have you there. We're excited that you're listening to this. And I never ask, but if you like what you hear, or if you don't like what you hear, either leave a review. That helps a lot. You've heard that from a million people out there of leave a review. It helps the algorithm, yada, yada, yada. I don't care so much about that. I want to produce the best content for you as a listener. And I have my list of stuff that I'm trying to get on board and chat with you all about and find great interviews. But I want to hear from you. If you have a free second, I'm going to put it in the show notes. Just type us an email at heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com. You can address it to me, Adam, and say, hey, Adam, I have an idea for a podcast episode. I would like you to focus on some of this stuff. Or, hey, I've got something that I'm kind of interested in sharing, maybe you'll find it intriguing enough to put on the podcast. We'd love to have you on as guest. We're probably one of the few podcasts out there that kind of open it up like that. I mean, I know other ones have guest interest form, but just send us an email and we'll figure it out from there. So, heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com. You don't want to do that. A review is awesome. If you don't want to do that, tell a friend. If you don't want to do that, just click the next episode and keep enjoying. And I hope you do enjoy every one of these. I enjoy making them. And it's kind of my only way. I don't get to have a direct interaction with all the TPN members until I get out on the road and see people. But, you know, it's kind of my one-way chance to talk to you all. So the best way to communicate back with us is heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com. And if you have any questions about TPNX, anything else, write us an email there, anything at all. We'd love to hear from you. And as always, keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down with the wheels on the ground. Fly safe, everybody.